Alright, Lockie, this morning we're playing Old Mate. You familiar with the rules?
I am indeed. I'm not looking forward to it.
I've got three photos here of an old mate of mine. Just by looking at the photos and asking one question per photo, you need to have a right old crack at what this old mate's actual name is. Old mate's on the phone. Good morning, old mate. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Meet Lockie. Lockie, this is old mate.
Good morning, old mate.
Nice to meet you, Lockie.
Now, I'm about to give Lockie the first of the photos, which is a photo of you, old mate, holding a Chico roll and one of your favourite beverages.
Okay.
Yeah, Lockie, have a look at that. You can ask one question per photo, Lockie.
What state is this photo taken in?
Ooh, well, old mate's very well travelled, aren't you, old mate? Can you remember where that photo was taken?
Yeah, that was, we went to the bloody races in Flemington and they're down in Spencer Street. They had a frigging Chico roll shop down there, so we thought we'd belt one of those down before we headed off to the races.
I'll say, it looks like there's some chips and gravy that have been had a right seeing to as well.
Well, you know, you've got to make a square meal complete. Victoria.
So Victoria, okay.
Photo number two. Once again with old mate holding a beer.
This looks like it's in a bit of a tropical kind of place. Bali or Thailand or somewhere.
That'd be right. Been there a heap of times.
So your question for old mate is?
How long have you known Anthony for?
Right, oh, well, that's a good question. I'd say we'd be looking back about 20 years. Would that be fair?
Yeah, 20, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Last photo. Oh, that's
another
photo,
beer.
Another photo of you with the beer.
Lockie. I see a trend.
your question?
Another one. Do you or did you work in the radio industry?
I did not work in the radio industry.
I'm going to...
Why don't you ask him what he does for a living or something? I'll give you one more question.
Oh, well, what do you do now, old mate?
I cook barbecue for a living. American barbecue.
Oh, okay. Rightio. Now, this has popped up in conversation.
Quite
before.
A lot.
I'm just going to have to throw a name at you, aren't I?
Well, you've seen three photos. What are you thinking after looking at the photos?
For one reason, I want to say, now this isn't my answer, but one name that popped up very early strongly was Dean, for whatever reason.
Dean?
Yeah, I'm not sure why, but I'm gonna lock in Mark.
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 To be honest, old mate, I don't think I've ever mentioned a Dean or a Mark in the office. I don't
know. Where the hell are these guys? What's
going on? There's a couple of mates we've never met. A
couple of ringing.
Old mate, reveal your real name and put Lockie out of his misery.
My real name is Jim.
Jim.
Smoking Barry's. The Barbecue hey. Man.
Well, the Barry name was in my head for a while,
well,
too.
So it should have been. See, we've thought a bit of a red herring because we know each other. Not as Anthony and Jim, but as Barry and Barry.
Barry and Barry.
What are you doing tonight, Barry? I might have a few beers, Barry. Well, I'm going to come around and have a couple of beers. Yeah, bloody oath, Barry.
For one, the name...
Lock it in, Barry.
That first photo, and this is no offence whatsoever, Jim, I thought you might have been in sales at one of the radio stations that Anthony worked at years ago.
Radio sales, that's a sharky bloody environment, isn't it, eh?
Let's not start.
See, did you see one of those boys coming? It's like, hey, have you heard about signing up on radio? Get into it.
So if you saw old mate Jim walking down the street and you wouldn't pick him
as
a Jim?
I would have said Mark.
All right, you would have said Mark. Everything well down there in Corona Town?
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm just thinking about changing my name to Mark, actually. So, yeah. I wasn't too keen on the Dean thing. No offence to any Deans out there. I'm sure you're all fantastic place. Crikey. You know, Mark's better than that, and then Jim's better than that. So, yeah. Lock in Jim.
Now, just back to the barbecue business, which you started just a few years ago now. You'd be running into your 10th year nearly, wouldn't you?
12.
12. There you go.
Smoking Barry's 12 years. Yeah, we got a food truck, so we're running that around all over Melbourne. So, yeah, keeping the boys fed.
And keeping the dream alive, as the saying goes.
Keeping the dream alive. Oh, yeah.
Good to chat to you. Thanks for your time this morning, old mate.
All right, lads. Nice to speak.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Jim.
See you, mate.
On the Riverland and Mallee's 5RM, Breakfast with Anthony Millick.